The current podcast is sponsored by Highly Addictive. Highly Addictive is here for your music recording needs. If you need a space to record your vocals or instrumentals, contact Highly Addictive. Don't be shy to record your music. Become inspired by Highly Addictive. Contact them through their site at highlyaddictivellc.com or follow them on Instagram through Highly Addictive LLC. Hope you book them. The current podcast is sponsored by New Life Barber Lounge. New Life is not another barbershop. This is a place where you will find great energy and a friend in the New Life crew. This is a place all about the experience. They will take care of you and have you looking spectacular. Don't waste your time at any other place. Go right now and follow them on Instagram at New Life Barbers and get yourself looking spectacular.
Welcome to the current podcast. This is Byron. Actually, this is Birthday's Monday, right?
Hey, boy, you might want to switch the camera. Buddy.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Hey, man, I'm still like getting interested, man. I got too excited, man.
It's all good.
First of all, this is Byron.
It is the current podcast on
Sports Wave Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for correcting me, fellas.
It's all good.
No, you started correcting me.
And then we got Maurizio in the background.
Maurizio. Hey, bro, he literally wants to be
called
that.
We got Manny in the building and Enzo in the building.
He wants to be called that. That's the reality, Enzo, that he wants to be called that. He wants to change his name.
What's fine with that?
It's still Maurizio, but he just wants that. He has that little emphasis in it.
What's wrong with that?
You see?
Why the sudden change?
Hey, man.
What do you say about it, bro?
Put it this way, bro. In any aspect of life, like right now, marketing is a big thing. I want to add something more.
He wants to be a unique Mauricio, you know? Not like everybody who has a C, bro.
We're going to have to say Enzo.
I would say, yeah.
Ferrari.
Hopefully an Italian around so you can get how he would actually say it because it's more like...
Boobadabapi.
You see, you're insulting the whole culture. Boobadabapi.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've seen Family Guy. Tell me about the. Is there anything going on in the
Babri Boobri?
In the Serie A?
In the Wii?
Since we're in the Italian
Serie
league?
Serie A.
Since we're talking about Italy, is there anything special going in Serie A?
Serie A, Juventus is not on top place.
Is Milan still going up on top right now with Ibrahimovic?
Well, you can double check that and see what's coming up.
I thought you were the soccer fanatic. The savant here.
The guru.
I didn't look at Serie A this week.
He's the novice.
Yeah, I'm the novice. I don't know
Italian
anything.
Side.
I'm learning.
Wow.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, tell me what you know best then.
Standings. Go to standings.
Tell me what you know best then while I'm looking this up.
No, I can tell you about the teams. I know who plays on teams. Oh, Napoli. Wow.
And Milan in second.
Well, there's two Milans because you have AC Milan and you have Inter Milan.
You have AC Milan and you have DC Milan.
You're an idiot. I know what you're trying to do with alternate current and direct current.
Nah, it was more like the band, but I...
All right, we could say it like that. What does it even stand for? ACDC? What does it stand for?
I don't know, but what you're saying is that without...
Antichrist Devil Child?
Without CR7, Juventus is now in seventh place.
Yeah, Juventus is in seventh place, bro. They're trash right now, bro.
And something happened to Man U this week, bro. Tell me about that.
They're in the play-ins. What are you talking about?
Nah, man. I mean,
that's the playing tournament right there. Seventh spot.
Seventh spot. That's the league, bro. His name basketball, bro. He's like, they still challenge to win the league, bro.
In another universe, since we're in
last week they lost in the metaverse, and we're in like fucking Matrix.
Like on all these verses coming together, you know,
in another multiverse, they're winning.
Another, you know,
yeah, all right.
No, in another multiverse, they're in the seventh seed.
It's like a basketball thing.
It's a play-in tournament.
Okay,
it's not a basketball thing. It's just a play-in tournament.
This guy.
Well, tell me about Manchester United, bro, because I can see that they lost. They lost in the league 4-1, and they got a red card, but they won in Champions League.
Something more tragic happening in Manchester United.
I think we talked about this a lot. Did we talk about it last week?
Yeah, we did talk about
lost.
The coach.
Yeah,
getting
we
sacked.
Talked.
You talked about it.
Yeah, the coach got sacked. So They didn't let go of the whole staff, which was surprising to me. They kept his staff just to keep things afloat for right now.
What?
So they played Villarreal on, I believe it was Tuesday. And they ended up beating Villarreal 2-0. And Villarreal is up, you know, in the Spanish league. So they're a really good team that they beat. And which was surprising that they actually won that game for the Champions League. So because they beat that, they beat Villarreal, they've secured their spot in order to make it out of the make it into the last 16. We'll see how they continue going in that tournament. And then this Sunday, they had Chelsea. Chelsea's in first place. Man United are in eighth, I believe. And, you know, they had to face each other. And a lot of people thought it was going to be a slaughter.
Let's get to the huge defeat. Let's get to the core of the subject matter right now.
What is the core of the subject?
How do you feel about him not winning an award?
We'll get to that.
Let's get to it now.
Nah.
There's too much fat you're going to around, man.
Nah, you just want to talk shit right now. Hold on. Let me review, motherfucker. So, yeah, they basically ended up tying the game, which was decent. And they've announced this week already that they got an interim coach, which is Ralph Rangnick. He's going to be there for the next 6 months. And after those 6 months are over, he's going to go into like a consultant role for the next 2 years. This guy's known for building clubs. So he was in the German league. He's known for taking two clubs from third league all the way to first league. That's what this guy's known for. Like, he just builds clubs from scratch.
But Man U's already built. So why would
Their infrastructure is really bad right now. So he's going to come in and build their infrastructure for scouting, for everything. The reason why I say that is because Man U doesn't have a sports director. So, like, if you look at, like, all right, so why did Barcelona have bad buys in the last few years, over the last few seasons? It's because their sporting director did those buys.
But who's to say?
No, it's valid. Bro, it's who's not to who's say, to say. Bro. Those are the facts, bro.
Who's to say, bro? One works out, another one doesn't, bro. Who's to
nah,
say?
Bro. The sporting director did bad buys, bro, and bad sells. That's why he got fired.
Get away from me with that money. So I'm already on camera once.
So. That's kind of like the consulting role that he would take. So we'll see how that ends up working out.
So he's
going to
coach for a few years and then he's going
to coach? No, 6 months.
Whoa.
6 months, and after that, he's only an interim coach for finishing the season off.
Can I get the list?
And then they got after that, they're going to get a different coach. And then also in this week, Barcelona ends up winning, getting a win. Also over Villarreal.
But first of all, why do you give me that little smirk?
Like, what do you mean? It's like a little... What you mean?
Say one, bro. Is that a little shade I saw right there, bro?
I don't know. I have no idea what you saw.
Is that a little shade?
I think you're reading
right
into details, sir.
Bro, you give me a little smirk.
I think
like,
you're reading into details, sir.
Finally, y'all won or something. That's
finally y'all won. Because the game
Tell
prior to this...
Tell me how you really
this,
feel, bro.
Because the game prior to this,
Tell
you guys got
you
a
really
lucky
feel.
Penalty.
Oh, nice.
And that's why it was a 1-0 win, bro. At least this was a more legit win, in my opinion.
Just rubbing it in now.
3-1? That's a good win.
Yeah, let me talk shit.
The Xavi effect, man.
Is it, though?
Is it, Mauricio?
It is, I think.
Who's
so.
Who's to say,
we don't know, bro. Time will tell, bro.
Because
you got to remember that coaches have never played against him, so they don't really know him.
You got to remember what you said last week, bro, and the demands he put in on his team, bro. He's making sure people are taking him seriously as well.
Well, yes.
So his team is playing for him, bro.
He's making his team take him serious, definitely. But you also got to remember that coaches haven't played against him and they don't know exactly how to play against him
his
yet.
Schemes and stuff.
Oh, they played against him, bro.
And then once the coaches know how he does his teams and what he does, that's when we're really going to see, like, how does he innovate?
So they haven't figured it out.
Because that usually happens with brand new coaches. When they come in, like, and they don't know, like, oh, how does he coach? What does he do? A lot of coaches tend to shine, like, the first few games. And then once they kind of figure you out, they're like, okay, like, how do you build yourself from there? Like, how do you keep progressing? But, I mean, they're good wins. It's helping them get back on top because they were very low on the table.
Sounds like a low-key hater, but yeah.
Yo, you guys were almost, you guys were in 11th place.
We're in a playing tournament, bro.
You're an idiot. You guys are in 11th place, bro. Like, right, he's bro. Helping you guys get back up.
I remember that part right there.
He's like, that specific little line.
When we're back in first place. After we got out of the play-in tournament, bro.
After the play-in tournament.
We'll be talking then. See who the idiot is then.
And then Real Madrid also.
Once Messi comes back. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. You got to keep dreaming.
Hey, bro.
Speaking about Messi, he won Ballon d'Or, right?
All
right,
bro. Today? Now you wanna talk about it? We're just trying to talk about it right now.
Nah,
but,
bro. This just interrupts the flow, bro.
Did that happen today, bro?
Yes.
You interrupted the flow. That's what I said earlier.
So my question to you, Manny. How do you feel Manny, that? Since you're the soccer buff in
nah,
this
nah,
room,
hold on. Let me ask the question. Think, how do you feel?
Do you think that he was warranted in a window?
Nah, check this out. Before you even ask that, how do you feel that now he has as many titles, as many of those little awards as the number on your boy's back?
Well, first of all, the Ballon d'Or is a popularity contest.
No, it is. It is. You know, it sucks.
It's a popularity contest.
Did you see what Messi said about the French player?
And it's not like, you know, because for me, personally, I'm like, what
did Messi...
It's
kind of like the MVP in the NBA, bro.
It's like, what did Messi do last year to deserve that?
He do shit.
That was my biggest question.
He hasn't done shit in 2 years.
I think it's different than the MVP in the NBA.
My friend, yeah, like, one of my friends was telling me this.
You got to do more in the NBA, yes.
All he did was win the cup for his international team.
It's a little more diverse with the MVP now. The only person that's been consecutive MVP as the last couple years has been Steph Curry. And after that, like, if it was a popularity contest, I think, in the NBA at least, I think maybe LeBron or Steph Curry would be probably winning every year.
But I mean...
But at this point,
how many does LeBron have?
Like, I think 4 or 5.
At that point, when he was in the NBA, it was like he was the most popular. Though.
But I think about it, when he was playing with Miami and all that,
Kobe was the most popular, but he wasn't the most loved. Yeah. The media didn't love him because of the scandal and all that. Yeah. Feel me? So if he would have been a Paulo Mitaga Blanca, you know, would have been.
And if you pay attention to what Messi said, what was the first thing he said?
He said that the Frenchman should have got it.
No. He's a Polish player that plays in Bayern
French,
Munich.
In the French.
No, in Bayern Munich.
What's his name?
Robert Lewandowski.
Mm. He's from. Because I saw a quote that it said that the French should give him the. Is it France that gives
that
award?
So France is the one that gives the award.
Got you. So that's not good. Okay. Now that's
right.
That's
why it's called the Ballon d'Or, which means Ballon d'Oro. It's a translation from the French, right?
So it's just the French people.
It's Ballon d'Or. So it's given in France, and it's the French people that give that to the players.
So, like, the Illuminati and stuff.
So...
Of soccer.
Messi, as soon as he gets up, he goes, we all... Because last year, this is what was messed up, in my opinion. Last year, they didn't hold the awards because of COVID.
Right.
So, 2020, there's no winner. And that's when Lewandowski had his best season. He won everything, Champions League, everything, you name it. He won FIFA's best player, everything he wanted, except that trophy. And then this year, Lewandowski's still ripping, like, a bunch of records this year, and they still give it to Messi. So I was kind of like, in my book, I feel like the person who should have got it is Robert Lewandowski, to me. Not even Ronaldo, because Ronaldo didn't do anything last year to deserve that.
I feel like the reason why they might have gave it to him is because they're just going to give him his roses while he's here.
Maybe. He's in France. That's the way I looked at it.
Nah, I think
is that he plays for France.
I think it was because of his international success.
His internet, that's one thing compared
to... But I think I have a feeling that's the reason why they might have given it to him.
But then if you...
Well.
I don't think
it's valid for him to win it, but I think that's also a throw-in, like, oh, you won something for your country this year. Here you go.
Yeah, but it's like, bro, you have a player that's breaking records.
Because I agree with you guys. When I saw this, I was like, Messi, like, bro.
He didn't do anything besides that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this the international thing is the only thing that, like, he did last year.
That's the only thing that came to my mind is what I mean.
Yeah, it's like, for me
personally. Last year, he had an Anthony Davis year.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for me, it's
the low average and shit.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's kind of like he doesn't. for me, like, he didn't deserve it. But I was like, whatever. And then what I thought was messed up is they give a trophy that they've never pretty much, you know, they give a trophy to Lewandowski. It's the best striker of the year. It's kind of like, you don't get the Ballon d'Or, but hey, you get best striker of the year. And I'm kind of like, bro, really? Like, that's kind of, I don't know. I feel like that's messed up.
What does the Ballon d'Or actually represent? The best player or the most?
Yeah. Like, the best player of the year, basically. There's different, so, like, there's different ceremonies. You have FIFA's best, you have men's best, like, and then you have this one. But the Ballon d'Ors are, like, recognized by everybody, you know? So it's like to give him, like, he, like, for this, at least especially for this one, to give it to him, I feel like, I didn't feel like Messi did enough to get that. Like, that Robert Lewandowski has done a lot, especially in these past few seasons, to actually deserve that trophy. And that's why you have Messi coming out and saying, Robert Lewandowski, we recognize you and we know and see that you deserve this trophy. Like, off the rip. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's who I would have given it to if we were just going off of that.
But who's to say, man?
Well, what happened is that Messi got it. That's who's to say.
Well, I'm saying who's to say if you would give it to him, because you probably give it to CR7.
No, I wouldn't. What did Ronaldo do?
Go back to your menu
What did he do, though?
Go back to your menu team.
No, no, but in Juve, right? Because you're getting judged by what you did in Juve. What did he do?
How long has he been since he's been in menu?
He's only been there the last... like 3-4 months. So it's like he didn't do anything at Juve. There's like really no reason to give it to Ronaldo. Like, I wouldn't give it to Ronaldo. I'm being honest when I say, like, I believe Lewandowski deserved it.
I believe so too. That's what you're saying he did. Cause...
yeah. And then can you put the list back up? It's just I forget that female's name, bro. She won the female Ballon d'Or, Alexia Putellas, I believe you would say her name. Right? What would you say, Enzo, right? Putellas? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The female?
She won the female Ballon d'Or.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she good?
I personally have never seen her play.
Wow.
Personally, I just saw that she got...
fanatic, sexist. Oh, my God.
I'm so sexist. I only like Alex Morgan. Sorry.
Sexist. Oh, and he's racist because he only likes American women.
Sorry. Just kidding,
Alexis Morgan. She's good.
Yeah, no. She's a really good soccer player.
Is she... How many years is she playing in women's...
She's already 30 years old, bro. She's been there for quite a while.
She got another 10 years in it, though.
Yeah.
Week 12 in NFL, though, guys.
Yeah, so then... all right.
Tipcast.
Take it away, Byron.
Man, that was crazy as we...
was it?
No, was it?
Was it? Because
you got slaughtered?
Yeah, bro.
It all started on Thanksgiving.
Because you got raped? What?
Oh, man.
Hey, bro.
I didn't get
Rams
raped.
Rams have back-to-back losses here, bro.
My team got raped.
Just keep it on it.
That's a different story.
Oh, go ahead, Byron. What happened on Thanksgiving?
No, man, this guy's just an asshole, bro. he's just not feeling it because, you know, CR7 didn't win shit.
Nah.
Who, Manny?
Nah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's just the Bills who haven't been in a great...
now he's a Bills fan, bro. Now he's a Bills fan.
The Bills who haven't been great just ran over, bro, the Saints.
The Saints
lost. All because you didn't want to take a quarterback,
bro. The Saints lost their quarter.
We didn't have running backs.
Either.
Well, before we get that, better luck next time. Next year, Lions, Eli lost to the Bears. the Raiders had a good overtime game against the Cowboys. We're watching that one from home with the family. And the Raiders took it, beat the Cowboys in their stadium.
Cowboys.
We'll see you guys on Thursday.
And then the primetime game was what we're talking about right now. You know, the Bills and the Saints. The Saints just looked flat, bro. You guys got a couple interceptions, too.
You pointed it out, Maury. Trevor Siemian looks like Trevor Siemian from the Broncos.
Bro, the whole team looks like the Broncos when Trevor Siemian was there, bro. The fact that you guys didn't have anybody there, like Alvin Kamara was out.
They're all hurt, bro.
It was a bad game for you guys in the sense of injuries and all that stuff.
Trevor Siemian got
I think that the Saints can still bounce back, though.
I just saw a story.
They're in a bad division.
Taysom Hill's about to be quarterback number one.
As in, like, the only other competition is the Bucks.
Yeah.
Panthers are
I saw a post. He was a first snap. Trevor Siemian's number two now, right now.
The Bengals beat the Steelers 41-10. Joe Burrow continues his early success.
Steelers look really bad.
Panthers lost, though.
Yep, against the Dolphins, another sucky team.
33-10.
Cam Newton, any given Sunday.
Cam Newton looking like Cam Newton.
Then after the Eagles beat the Broncos last week, they come in and they lose to the Giants 13-7. That's another sucky team in the league. The Patriots beat the number one team in the AFC.
Hey, the Patriots are hot right
Titans.
Now.
Hey, man.
Six-game winning streak.
I'm choosing them to go to the Super Bowl right now.
Belichick effect, bro.
Falcons versus Jaguars.
I'm calling the Bucks
taking
a
rookie quarterback.
I think he's going to do it, bro.
Belichick effect, bro.
To the Super Bowl, bro?
Bucks, Pats.
Who's in his division?
Bills, the Dolphins, Jets.
All those crappy teams.
I mean, the Bills can still do some shit. But even then, the Patriots could be a wild card team.
The Bills were good last year. Y'all tripping.
They were good last year.
The Patriots could be a wild card team.
They're in second place in the division. That's not a shitty record, bro. 7-4. I would kill to have that record as a Saints fan, bro.
I think, though, what it's going to be is that they're going to... One of these two teams are going to be going to the wild card. But I think it's going to be the Bills because the Patriots have to still play them, I think.
The Chiefs have
a
7-4 record.
What's the tiebreaker,
The Chiefs need to fucking get their shit together because they can easily lose the division to anybody. The AFC West is up for grabs right now. The fact that the Broncos beat the Chargers yesterday, it also gives life to them. I know they're not going to do shit in the playoffs, but it's like now what they added, two more teams into the playoffs?
Yeah, there's seven.
They expanded the bracket?
Yeah.
There used to be six, now there's seven on each side.
So, I mean, in that aspect, that's like the playing tournament there, the wild card. So, we'll see what happens there,
So,
man.
The Saints still have a chance? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, they're not.
I believe so. They do.
We're in a hunt.
Because, I mean,
We'll see if the Rams can even make it to host the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Are tied with the 5-6 Falcons, bro. So, you guys got to stay.
I'm not a Saints fan, bro.
You're a Rams fan.
I'm not a Rams fan.
Rams are 7-4 behind the 9-2 Cardinals. Nine,
bro.
Good thing is that this is not a stacked division as they thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season.
I don't even know if they won or lost this weekend, bro.
Seahawks are
losing. Did Kyler Murray play that game?
Seahawks are losing right now to the Washington football team.
Did Kyler Murray play that game?
I'm not sure.
Are the Rams playing right now?
The Cardinals have a good record, bro. They might make it far.
They lost to the Packers in Lambeau Field.
The Packers have a good record, too.
Like always.
Only three losses? That's not bad.
So that makes
the last run.
That makes three consecutive losses for the Rams coming into week 13. Good thing is that they play the Jaguars next Sunday, so they can have a chance to bounce back right there. The remainder of their season, they have a good amount of division games left.
And they also got the Cardinals after that, bro. Cardinals.
Three division games.
So, I mean, the biggest thing right now for the Rams is that they're giving up a lot of runs. And that's what's really killing them. If we just look at it, what was going on with the Packers too? I heard they're putting up a 4-man front against Aaron Rodgers, and he was just picking them apart all day. They didn't go after him. They didn't blitz him once the whole game. So it's like you just let Aaron Rodgers sit back and do what the fuck he does. So.
Yo, another thing is that Rodgers is just dynamic in that pack. That team is just dynamic in that stadium. That's their big advantage.
They hardly lose
in that.
For 307 yards, touchdowns.
You hardly lose in that stadium.
Man. Cooper Kupp didn't do shit yesterday. That's crazy.
What about Odell?
Odell.
He didn't do anything either, bro.
He had, like, some good plays in garbage time. the funny thing is that, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how Von Miller went to the Rams and all that stuff and how, yeah, it was sad for the Broncos country and all that. But Von Miller looks like shit out there.
Yep,
he does not look like himself. He does not look like what he was with the Broncos at all. So one thing that I could say I like is that we got a second and a third round pick off of that, and the Broncos are going to start building up their future.
You see how quick the Broncos betray you, bro?
Hey, man, you see what he's producing here? And at the same time, bro, like what I saw he was doing with us, he was injured half of the time with us.
And he wanted a jersey of that guy? Damn.
I already have the jersey, bro. What you mean? At least I rep it, and I don't hide behind the curtain, bro. Come on, bro, just come out the closet already. You Rams fan, bro?
Nah, bro, I'm not.
Just come out the closet already, bro.
I mean, that's you hard, bro.
I'm not, bro.
Just come out the closet, bro.
Why are you crying, bro? Because the Saints lost, bro.
Nico's court touchdown.
Damn, bro.
Not even a fucking touchdown on Thanksgiving.
I don't know, man. You guys gutted your picks for Matthew Stafford.
Just disgraceful, bro.
No shit.
fucking Saints, bro.
But the Cowboys versus the Saints this Thursday.
Ah, come on, we know it will wake up.
Head coach, New Orleans. The head coach of the Cowboys got. Is not gonna be there?
Why he got COVID?
Yep.
Yeah, bro.
That's right. That's right. Hopefully the owner does too.
And then Kamara and Ingram are back.
That's fucked up to say.
In practice. That's the good news.
Nah, Jerry Jones is a good man, man.
Broncos,
he built that
Chiefs.
Hell of a stadium.
Ooh. Hey, that's crazy. I think the Niners and the Seahawks were supposed to be the night game. And since they're not that good, they moved them down. And they put the Broncos and the Chiefs for the primetime game on Sunday. So we'll see what's good with that.
He's all happy. Just the Broncos.
Hey, man, I'm hoping that they can put up a fight against the Chiefs.
Maybe two gloves?
Had two gloves. He got injured, but he came back from what Byron says. And then the Patriots versus the Bills next Monday night on Sports Wave.
Patriots.
So come through and check it out. But, yep, now let's take it to the Waves. And this is we're gonna bring it back home to L.A. real quick. And you know what's funny? Ironically, this Saturday I was getting invited to go to USC game, and they played BYU this weekend.
Scoot it up.
But the USC... Trojans now have, as in their football team, they now have a new coach, Lincoln Riley, the former Oklahoma University coach.
The Sooners.
He's been taking
their
teams.
He's there to restructure the UFC.
He's been to the national, what is it, the national tournament?
What did he look like? Can I see? Pull him up.
And he's the last 3 out of 4 years.
He looks like a man.
And just...
He also has brought up two Heisman Trophy quarterbacks, which is Baker Mayfield and... The guy from the Cardinals?
Kyler Murray. Yeah.
Oh, did he just get his opportunity at the Sooners like a couple years ago too, though?
He's been there for like 5 years. But who, he's gone to the...
Who is his predecessor?
Let's find out.
Wasn't it that one guy? Fire?
Nah, that guy, he was at Ohio State, but guys.
Okay, who is this guy's predecessor?
Talo.
Predecessor, let me see what's up, head coach. Right now, the interim is Bob Stoops, but who was it before? Let me see. I'm trying to see. Oh, snap. Bob Stoops is a former. I think before him it was Bob Stoops, yeah, in 2016. And then Lincoln Riley took over in 2017.
Let me see that guy.
So, Bob Stoops is this guy.
Isn't he in the NFL now?
Well, he's back with Oklahoma because he's now the interim coach. Now that Lincoln Riley has taken this USC job. And what I see about this is that Lincoln Riley is not going to a division, if you will, that he's not going to have to be going up against these big South teams like Alabama and all that stuff. At least to get to the national championship, he's going to be able to go through these lower teams.
He's still got to build
Pac-12.
UFC, though.
Oh, but that's the thing, bro. He has a lot of players that were committing to Oklahoma are abandoning their commitment or coming to USC, and the draft class.
Play for him.
Yeah, there's a big draft class right now that USC's about to, in a sense, really be able to get players because they have a good face that's gonna take over the program.
And they lifted up that shit that they had with that little the eligibility because of they were. Taking money for athletes back in then, or paying athletes.
Yeah, and
so now that ban with like recruitment is gone, I think.
Yeah, and I think this is gonna be a good thing because USC has not been good at football as of the last couple years. They were good in their division the last like I say 3 years, but these last
no bowls.
Nothing like, you know what I mean? I think they actually went to the Rose Bowl not so long ago.
But I think it was also because they were barred from going to the bowl because of that stuff. Scandal and Reggie Bush and all that shit.
But a lot of it was also their coaches, man. After Pat Riley left and all that stuff, the coaches that they got were just not the greatest coaches. I mean, they went after that one guy that he's one of the coaches for Atlanta right now in the NFL. What was his name? He's an Armenian guy.
Oh,
they caught him like drinking on
Rob Sarkisian or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarkisian.
Sarkisian, yeah.
Yeah, him. And then after that, they went with, I think it was Todd Helton that they just had, or let me see these USC football coaches. But point is that none of them were able to recruit people like that. Like, they weren't a formidable name like that. And sometimes it was also about maybe bringing in someone that played for USC and all that stuff. But this time they went away from that. And it's all about the alumni, man, because alumni is what keeps the program alive. You know, they donate money and all that stuff. So if they're not producing and all that stuff, the alumni can get pretty upset. So I think that's what's also what's kind of change the course here for USC football. But I'm happy for this, man. Hopefully we can get back to winning college football in LA. But another news on the if you will, down the street from
free agents
from USC.
How do you feel about those free agents getting?
The Dodgers have free lost agents. Two free agents.
How do you feel about that, Manny?
Max Scherzer, I wasn't too upset about losing.
Yeah,
him.
He's old.
He's 37 years old. Now Corey Seager, that one hurts. Corey. Shortstop. Yeah, Corey Seager.
Why did that happen?
They're free agents. Basically, the Dodgers
why didn't. Why didn't the Dodgers lock them up?
It's up to them if they want to re-sign them or not.
And why didn't they?
Didn't they get another shortstop also last year as well? Mm-hmm. Besides Seager?
Yeah, they did just get Trey Turner.
Exactly. So it's kind of like why re-sign Seager if they just got that guy?
But I think even Trey Turner can become a free agent.
A free agent as well?
But I think with this Corey Seager thing is that it's just the money that they're giving him. They basically threw all the bag at him. And
the Rangers literally what $300 million?
At 325 over 10 years, and exactly, they're saying that they're willing to commit 500 or you know.
Imagine that much money on the table,
but
bro?
At the same time, like
$320 million over 10 years.
With this right here,
the Dodgers would have been
Dodgers
like
maybe
million.
Offered him maybe $100 million less.
Really.
Somewhere around there. So it's like they weren't offering him that much less. I mean, you're still making that money and you're going to be in a winning team. Now you're going to the Rangers that don't have no team whatsoever.
Yep.
But that's guaranteed
Texas,
money,
though.
Bro. No taxes.
Exactly, so I understand
bro.
That.
No taxes.
But I feel like what's going to happen now with the Dodgers is they're about to lose someone else that we're not talking about. But I think Kershaw is the next one to go to that same team.
Kershaw? Mm.
He's from Texas.
Yeah.
They're going to have the money
he's
to throw
already,
him.
He's already
done,
old,
bro.
Too.
No, I'm just saying, though. But
He was also contemplating retirement. So what's the point?
In this aspect of that, we're gonna be losing a lot in our rotation. That's where I look at it as Kershaw. Yeah, he's not what he was, but to have him in as your third, fourth option in your rotation, it wasn't the worst thing, especially for the money that we would give him.
So imagine getting that and upgrading the roster, since we don't have to pay Seager $325 or $225.
Because I mean, at this point, we also have to do something about. MLB is about to do something where they're gonna make a universal DH, and if that happens, I'd love to keep. What's the other Turner's name?
Justin
Turner.
What do you mean universal DH?
Because in the AL, they have a DH. In the NL, the pitcher has to hit. And if they make a universal DH, it means that all of both leagues are going to have a DH.
No pitchers are batting ever again.
Yeah, pitchers
basically.
Won't bat ever again. You know?
Really?
So yeah. that would help us. And
because
that would help
they're trying to kill
fill
trying
in that
to,
role for
trying,
the Dodgers.
Nah, they're trying to kill the Asian kid doing the stuff up there.
That helps him. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Now he can't pitch and hit.
He can still pitch and hit. He pitches on his rotation day, and then the days that he's not pitching, he hits as a DH. He doesn't have to field. That's
got
the best thing about
you,
him. He doesn't have to go play on the field, or he doesn't have to pitch at Huevo like to play. You know.
You talking about Otani?
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like they're also doing it so they could preserve the pitchers for the postseason.
Yeah, exactly. I think it just helps everybody out, and
it's a win-win-win.
Yeah, and like I said, for the Dodgers,
if you want to talk about rest and all,
Justin
that.
Turner would fill that role. But if they don't go into the universal DH rule. We have to do something about Justin Turner and all that stuff because there's another pleaser that's getting old. But for a DH, he'd be perfect. Albert Pujols, I don't know if he's gonna come back.
No.
Again,
what do we need him for, bro?
He might go get paid at the East.
Well, again, if we have a DH, he's the perfect kind of player to have as a DH.
Bro, but he hasn't hit nothing really.
What do you mean? He was hitting a lot for us.
He gets to first
did we
base.
Win it all this year, guys?
Hmm?
Did we win it all?
Hey man, he was helping out us.
Up,
he
great, bro. Up. Great.
He was getting the first base.
Great. I'm just kidding.
The upgrade that they were talking about was that the old boy from the Astros. Would you guys want him here?
Oh, Correa?
Mm-hmm.
Especially
now that he's gone. Because this was the whole thing, too, because I think he's a shortstop as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want Correa here, even though he cheated.
You do want him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure people would still accept him. He's Hispanic.
The friend of my enemy.
They said that
friend.
When Mookie Betts came here, the team had to like low key talk to him about stuff because the Red Sox were also suspected of cheating and they beat them in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, all right, yeah, one of us now. Before it was like they had to accept him and they probably give him a pali.
Yeah, but see, this is the Astros. He's coming from an Astros team. It's a little different.
It's a little different.
Yeah, I would expect it. Bellinger to leave instead of Corey Seager.
Yeah, Corey's been here a little longer too.
Just because Bellinger's been off the past couple seasons.
But what's his contract like?
That's true.
You know, that's why he probably hasn't left.
True, true.
Illuminati.
Guaranteed money. Baseball.
Chase the carry bag. On, carry on. UConn star Paige Buchers has signed a multi-year NIL deal with Gatorade. Paige Buchers, who won the 2020 Gatorade High School Player of the Year Award, will become the first ever NCAA athlete signed to Gatorade. This is a NCAA women's athlete that just got signed to...
Endorsement?
Yeah, Gatorade.
Cool. Cool. Get her
money. Bring that up. She plays for the UConn Huskies.
She gonna get her money.
Kobe would be very proud of this right now. That's Kobe.
Would you guys say that she's like paving the way?
And 6 years ago today, Kobe announced his retirement. So yeah, that's pretty crazy, yeah.
Anywho.
Bill Belichick is already locked for Coach of the Year. What do you guys think about that?
Can I see the list? Nah, bro. Sean Payton got to make the wild card.
Sean Payton.
He had to make the wild
card. He's over here waited 4 games to put it to name Taysom Hill as the number one QB. You want?
Hey, man, that guy had a toe injury.
Wow, the disrespect, bro. He was hurt, bro.
Just Saints still going to lose what? Look
out of here. But, yeah, let's take it to the end. No, not yet. Take it back. Right back. Before we go to UFC, let's go to boxing because boxing actually
happened. Yeah, you
got to
tell me about that, Enzo, because I did not watch that. What happened to Timo, bro? What happened to him?
Go put it the highlights, Mauricio.
Delfimo Lopez. You didn't watch it either, huh?
No, he watched it. Watched it. He just wants us to watch it. Okay,
let's watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch this shit. She was kind of bad.
It was a good fight, though. What would you say, Enzo?
It was, but so put the fight so I can kind of break down what we're seeing because, for one, this guy's big at 135.
It's fucking huge. And who's big, George
Teofimo? You see, but this is the thing, bro. George has a Manny Pacquiao style body.
Mm-hmm.
Where he can go from 135 to 140. Well, from 130. He's fast. From 130, and he hits hard.
Because
you can see his fucking face, bro. Híjole. So, una putaza. Like, he fucked that fool up, bro. Like, I was like,
full card.
Nah, bro, that's not the one. Right there at the bottom.
This one, five highlights.
So.
Sponsored by.
First round, he came in very aggressive. Over aggressive.
24 for Tim Lopez. Damn, he's young. 28, George Campos.
At the end of the first round, I think, or the top of the second, he dropped.
Oh, it's 135?
Bro. Yeah, this is 135.
This would be bantamweight.
Look how hard he's coming in already, bro.
Came in with all the heat. He was trying to knock him out. He's like Mike
Tyson. Because this fight was supposed to be like a quick in and out. It's not. This is like the Federation has you fight this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you don't have a choice to fight. It's like they put this opponent and you have to fight him to defend your belt.
But so his promotion was like,
this was a unification though, right? Because the other guy has a belt himself.
Yeah,
right?
But they all came like but now it all got unified. Because now this guy,
promotions unified for this? Or?
No, the belts.
So one of them has like a WBC or something. The other one has a WBA or something like that. So they both have one of them.
But Teofimo had three in this food. So now he has all four. Kambos.
Yeah, that's a lot of hugs.
Bro, but he was just coming in too hard. By the ninth round, when he had him hurt in the tenth, he couldn't do nothing. He dropped him, but then he couldn't finish him because he was gassed out already, bro.
Teofimo is from Honduras, right?
Yeah.
York. The one in the red shorts, right?
Yeah, he throws hard. He's
gassing himself out though.
And then this guy's starting to like counter him, bro, because he has quick ass hands, bro.
Yeah, he has good movement too.
Yeah,
like bro, he exposed him fast, and I was just like, and he's also had a year off.
He has good head.
That's
movement.
Why Loki, bro. I feel like I know you said Harry beat him, but I think he would have fought a healthy Lomachenko would have been a different story.
I think you know what, bro. At the time when Teofimo beat Lomachenko, he had fought like 2 months, maybe 3 months before
Lomachenko, that. Right?
No, it was like he was fighting more sooner, more consecutively.
Teofimo.
Yes. So I think the ring rust.
For Lomachenko?
Lomachenko. I think Lomachenko at that time had a long
break?
Time off. Yeah.
So it was a ring rust for him.
Yeah, bro. And then this fool had been... He had just beat Conley or something like that. And then
knocked that fool out, and then fought Lomachenko. And
do you think this loss for Teofimo warrants a rematch?
Because, bro, it was a no rematch fight. No, because it, like he said, bro, like when they made the fight, when they agreed to the terms, this fool was like, I'm gonna knock your ass out in the first round, so I don't need a rematch.
Oh, snap. So he screwed himself over.
Lomachenko said this.
No, Teofimo did. Now that rematch between Lomachenko and Teofimo might be likely because
he just lost. Ooh, this is where he got him right there in the end of the fourth round.
Look how careless he was, bro.
He was swinging for the fences, man, leaving himself exposed.
So exposed. And that's only because he thought his power was going to be enough.
He dropped his hand way too low.
And that was the first time this fool showed his power, bro, in that whole first round.
Before it was all countering and movement,
and that was the first time
he thought he was quick enough.
Nah, bro, those jabs were all power, bro.
But I mean, like a power, like, you know what I mean?
He was catching him. If you watch the first round, he was like catching him, bro.
Yeah,
Rewatch the fight, bro.
What I'm saying, and he was already catching him. Like the first, what I'm saying is most of them were jabs.
No, he didn't drop him right there. He slipped. See that body language right there? Towards the later rounds, Teofimo wasn't even looking at him after that. This fool was like, he was doing shit like this after the round, like the Aussie, right? He was doing shit like, dog, I'm fucking you up. And that fool would just turn around and go to his corner. And I was just like, bro, this is not a good look for you because you started to fight cocky as shit. And now this was putting hands on you. And then he busted him open, bro. He was leaking from one side. His corner couldn't stop the cut. The doctors had to look at it. He came in too aggressive and he got exposed. He has to get back in the ring and fight somebody that really can. Because this is supposed to be a tune-up fight, bro. And he lost a tune-up fight. Lost all his belts, too. See those jabs, how strong they are? His head keeps going back, bro.
Yeah, but he keeps his guard way too down, though.
Because his style is countering, but he just...
Yeah, but he's not quick enough. He's not quick enough to defend it. Because when you have your guard that low, you have to be quicker. And he's not quick enough.
It just sucked, dog. But anywho, this fool lost. We'll see what he has next. Haney fights this weekend. Gervonta Tank Davis fights this weekend, too.
Ryan Garcia was asking Campbell's Jr. to fight him next.
Trying to take all those belts off of him?
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting fight.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he got it to beat this fool.
I mean, he has speed, but I don't know if he's got power.
You see, but that fool, Ryan Garcia, got dropped already once, too.
What the heck is that British kid, right?
Yeah, but then he came back and beat him.
No, the ref fell on his own.
That was a sick fight for Ryan, bro. I feel like he grew a lot in that one.
I mean, yeah. Ryan has speed, but I don't know if he has that power, though.
He does, because he knocked that fool out, too. But... And I think he knocked him out with a gut check, bro.
Yeah, a sick-ass gut punch.
But it's kind of like football.
Stepped it up.
Look, see, he was like...
Nah, he stepped it up, bro.
You're watching this shit. Look. Hold on. Go back 10 seconds. This shit had me when... Look, watch. Right at the beginning of the five. Look what he does. You saw that?
Brought up his foot like that.
You saw that, bro?
What the hell is he doing?
That right there in the fight, when I'm watching the fight, bro, was telling me this fool is already so...
He shook.
He don't know what the fuck to do with this fool, bro. He don't know what feint is going to get this guy. And that's when I was like, dog, you're in trouble, bro. If you got to lift your leg up in a boxing match,
like looking, like MMA,
looking like Conor McGregor when he fought Mayweather, because... Connor was like, now I'm going to have to try a different type of feint, unorthodox. Yeah. And he even said it. Dog, this fool busted with the Connor move, bro. In a boxing match. To start the round.
He looked like he was trying to check a kick.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. He switched it up to MMA.
What fight are you in, papa?
He's like, he was like,
you feel
bro,
me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That shit was kind of...
but also the other kid, Campos, bro. You could tell he turned it up. Like, he was very slow in the first round, and he just turned up the volume.
Once he dropped him, it was a different fight once he dropped him, bro.
The amount of volume he's throwing, the confidence
grew after that drop.
Look at that, bro. Like...
I mean, look at his face. You'll see it.
Go to look, bro. A special shout out to CJ, because he was in attendance for this fight.
He was actually at that fight. Yeah, I was talking to
Hulu Arena and MSG.
He was disappointed. He was like, yeah, bro, he came in too hot. He was too. It just sucks, bro. We'll see what this kid does next.
All right.
Yo, I hope to have CJ back here in December. We're going to fly him out, you know. So support the podcast, you know what I'm saying? So we got UFC next. Got Jose Aldo come back. Jose, as they really call him in Rio de Janeiro.
It's Rob Font.
It's Rob Font. And Rob Font, we had a fight. We saw him again. And this past pay-per-view, did it, wasn't he?
Damn, he's fighting already again?
Oh, no, the last time he fought was in the fight against Cody. Oh, that's something else that I saw in the fight this past card. But, yeah, guys, we got this fight coming up. What you guys think as of the latest, what you've seen from the last time we saw Jose fight? I think he was the one we saw on the pay-per-view.
Well, yeah, the last Pedro fight, he looked solid. And that's
I mean, last fight with Jose Aldo, he still has hands, bro. And he looked like he was trying to box more.
And that's even when McGregor gave him congrats.
Yep.
And Khabib was like, nah, bro.
That's when McGregor said that Aldo has the best hands in the
and
right?
Khabib was like, nah, bro, you ain't getting a belt. Again,
right,
bro.
You can't get.
You old. You washed, bro. In the words of Enzo, you washed, bro. You're a gatekeeper, bro.
And then he referenced when Peter Yan beat him.
But yeah, exactly, because Peter Yan beat his ass, though. Yeah,
nah, but Peter Yan's a different beast, bro.
Peter Yan.
Okay, do you think after a fight like that, you can bounce back and rematch and beat this guy?
Beat Peter Yan?
If he goes because through the rankings like he's going
Rob
right now.
Because he beats Rob right now, he can rematch that fight eventually.
Yeah, I mean, if he moves up
in rank, for sure.
But I think the type of fight that could it be like a massive knockout or a long-ass fight?
But, I mean, that's if he gets to fight him before Yan gets his belt back, though.
I think Yan's going to get his belt by next fight.
He is the champion, though.
Already, right?
Sterling. He's the interim champ, right. So he's going to have to unify it. Jose Aldo, number 5, going up against number 4 ranked Robert Font. Corey Sandhagen just lost. TJ Dillashaw beat Sandhagen, but he's injured right now. But I know that the next fight we're going to see is whoever wins in this one is most likely going to fight TJ next, I think.
Damn, Marlon Vera dropped that low, bro. Sheesh.
Chito Vera's always been that low. He's on his way up, actually.
No, Marlon Vera.
Yeah, Chito Vera.
Oh, no, that's not the Brazilian guy I'm thinking about.
Thinking about Moraes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he used to be the former champion.
That's the fool that beat TJ Dillashaw. Nah, he beat Rob. He beat Jose Aldo, too.
Yeah, he beat someone.
He was like the champ for like 2 fights, and then he lost that shit.
Yeah. Then he's just been ass after that.
Who exposed it? Was it Peter Yan that exposed his ass?
Let me see.
That's crazy how the MMA, like, you just get exposed and you know.
Yep.
I forgot. Was it Dominic Cruz that said that? Like,
that's still, you got to keep improving. That's why Usman always keeps learning new stuff.
Well, not only that, but he said once you lose in a dramatic fashion, you're never the same fighter again. That's why they say Tony Ferguson's done, bro. The way he's been losing, he lost that shit.
Because he's not reinventing himself in any way.
Well, it's just the game has gotten so good now, bro.
I think he lost to Cejudo, bro.
Oh, yeah, when he was checking those kicks, bro. And that's when Cejudo became the double champ, and then...
Yeah.
Damn.
What do you guys think? Isn't he coming back? He says he is.
Isn't he coming back to?
Yeah, he says he wants to go up against Volkanovski. Yeah,
I think Alex would lay his ass
out. He can go 145, 135. Nah, honestly, man, I just think
Cejudo's a different thing.
Nah, honestly,
bro, Alex would me over the last.
Seeing this size right here versus Alex, yeah, bro, you're right.
Bro, come on, Alex is huge compared to this fool.
Bro, I mean, he used to be a rugby player. Shit, he weighed like 250 pounds.
Like this fool, Henry's champion. Will gotta be like, and then he hasn't fought in a minute. I don't know. Alex just...
Don't get me wrong, though. He's vicious, Henry Cejudo has become a hell of an MMA fighter, bro.
Look at that shit, bro. That was his last fight.
Nah, his last fight was just Dominic Cruz.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog, look at him right there, bro.
That was a controversy of when he stood up. And then that's when he retired.
Yeah. So y'all don't have to hear me anymore.
Sheesh.
Henry Cejudo
got
bro.
Really a lot better from when he lost to Demetrius Johnson the first time.
Right. He fucked Demetrius Johnson the next fight. You see, that's what I'm saying. It's very rare that you fucking get your ass beat one fight and then you bounce back, and then you fucking...
Henry Cejudo did it, bro. Nah, he went through the division until he got that title shot again, bro.
Look at this fool, bro.
His mentality, bro, is crazy, bro.
We're doing this shit.
Honestly, now that I'm
bro.
Seeing this, dog, it would be a good fight to see, but no, I think Alex would fucking still have the edge, bro. He's just bigger. Physically more bigger guy. This was a little vicious mouse, bro.
But when I heard this fool on the pod with Joe Rogan, bro, it gave me a different perspective.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the character he played for the UFC, but...
I mean, even Kobe, bro, we're seeing that everything for these guys right now, they have to
Connor,
kind of do that.
Connor Tatum, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean...
Yeezy Tommy.
I feel like it's all kind of like how Kamaru said, even in the podcast with Full Send, he was like...
Oh, yeah, he was talking about how like he's known him...
No,
since
not even
college.
That. What he was saying was
no,
you never.
Since college.
What he said Kobe. Is that you never see the Undertaker break character wherever he's at. So it's like it's the same principle for these guys.
He talked about so in the Full Send podcast, he talked about how he knew John Jones and Cody since he was in college.
Cody, what Cody?
Cody, the one he fought.
Kobe,
whatever.
Kobe Covington. Yeah, I was like, bro, you got to say the right name.
Yeah, because Cody, he can be talking about Cody Garbrandt for all.
Yeah,
that.
Bro. Come on,
bro. The one he fought.
Or Cody seemed.
But so you guys remember this past UFC fight? How we saw Francis Ngannou pass by Ciryl Gane. Francis Ngannou is claiming that the UFC set that up. That they said that they were walking him to his seats, and that the girl that was the UFC staff member that was with him, she received some kind of call on the radio, and then they turned back a different direction, and then that's
shut
when,
the fuck up. They're trying to do some WWE
shit. Type shit, and it looked like that way, bro. And then
oh my god, what's about to happen right here?
Yeah. And then that he saw the cameraman ready, already pointing the camera at him. And then Francis was like,
they just made it very awkward.
Yeah.
But they don't want to pay me for this shit. What the fuck?
So it's
how is a UFC champion broke?
Some crazy stuff there that he said right there.
I've been borrowing money from my gyms.
And then Stephen Miocic says that
he'd love to fight John Jones.
Borrowing
money to work out at the gym, to get his trainers to work out with him.
Really?
Who do you guys think wins that fight? Stipe versus John Jones?
John Jones.
Interesting.
That's gonna be his first heavyweight fight.
Stipe said he would like to fight John Jones, especially if he
that
doesn't get to
huge,
fight the winner of
bro.
Ciryl.
Did you see this fool, bro? Can you Ciryl put Gane? Up a video of that fool how he looks right now, bro?
He's big.
Oh, he's big.
He's a big boy right now.
He's training with Henry Cejudo, I think.
Yep, he's training with Cejudo.
Well, he's looking for a home. I don't know if they made that his home already, since that other spot gave him the boot. Heavyweight John Jones.
Yeah, man. I mean, if it wasn't for those things he had, he'd be pretty much you can't dispute that he'd be the number one pound for pound.
Amanda has 3 belts. Why did it make it look like she has 3 belts?
Nah, she's in the number one pound for pound.
Nah, but go down. Why did they have her in 3 pictures?
Because this is bantamweight, featherweight, and this is women's pound for pound. So that includes all the females. That's why Rose is number 3, Valentina's number 2. They're going over women's pound for pound.
Yeah.
Yep. So now that we got that going on with Rob Font and Jose Aldo.
2 weeks from now, we got what? Not even.
Now we got Saturday, December 11th, UFC 269, the last pay-per-view of the year. We got headlined by Charles Oliveira versus Dustin Poirier for the 155-pound title. two guys that have had, over 50 fights in the UFC combined, obviously. Charles has had he's 31-8, but I don't know if all those have been in the UFC, but these two guys have been in the UFC for a very long time. They were both featherweights at one point, never fought at featherweight, but now they're about to fight at 155 pounds for the champion. And, man, it's hard for me to really choose sometimes who I'm going to go for on this one. There's days that I'm like Charles, but every time I hear that James Brown, man, it's like, fuck, Dustin might just do this. Might be his time. What do you guys think?
I got no dog in this
fight. What is your early thoughts or / prediction for Charles versus Dustin?
After what I see Charles overcome, I don't know, man. And then after I seen Dustin do, I just want to see a fucking fight.
It's going to be a war.
I want to see la guerra.
So kind of back to my last question, from back a couple months ago. Would you guys want to see a knockout on this one, or just, like you said, a 5-round war?
If there's going to be a knockout,
I
want to
see it later in the
rounds. Poirier is going to knock out Oliveira.
I don't know, bro. Oliveira was the one that knocked out Chandler in the last time.
Nah, bro. Like, Poirier has way more power than Chandler.
Interesting. That'd be interesting right there, man.
I want to see. I would want to see a war with a knockout in the later rounds. That'd be dope.
What I like about this card is that we have Dominic Cruz returning. It's always nice to see him fight. I hope he can get on a little streak here because he won his last fight. And then we're going to have in the main card, the opening is going to be Sean O'Malley. And speaking of Full Send, Full Send said they're going to be there for this fight in support of Sean O'Malley. So let's hope he gets another one on his belt. And then he can start fighting some top 10 talent and really get his
Cody Garbrandt
down in there. Cody Garbrandt versus Kai Kara Francis is going to be a good fight. Really, really good fight.
I think I got Cody.
Cody's has to be on his toes for this one, man.
I got Cody, though. I'm think Kai Kara Francis
is going to beat his ass, bro. His last fight on his contract?
Or? I don't know. But Kai Kara Francis, bro, this guy is something else. Got to be careful with this guy.
You're something else.
He's coming off of a... Damn, this fool has not lost. He has not lost since joining
the UFC.
And he's 22-9 overall. So Kai Kara Francis, man, he's bringing in some serious experience right now versus Cody, even though he's a former champion. Cody looked all right in his last couple of fights, but he, like I said, I think right now it's gonna be
He's looked composed.
It'd be good if he wins this. So it's gonna be a good UFC card. I think to end the year is going to be Derek Lewis headlining versus some nobody in the heavyweight division. So we'll most likely see
a knockout.
Knock him the fuck out.
That's what he's there for.
Yep. But, man, tell me about these Lakers, guys.
Puro de Berge.
They're bad.
Pretty much.
They're trash right now.
What's the record? 5-8-7 or
10-12?
10-12. No, they're 11. I think they're 11-11.
11-11, I believe. Mm.
After their latest win.
Yeah. Or 500, still.
500. Supposedly they've had the easiest schedule or something like that.
The easiest schedule going out now.
Yeah.
They're 11-11 right now.
Yep.
So
500.
They're
behind the 10-10 Grizzlies, who are behind the 10-10 Trailblazers, who are behind the 11-10 Timberwolves.
Who are behind the 10-9 Minnesota.
And John Morant went down, so Grizzlies might go down.
Sitting at the top of the West, though, is the Warriors at 18-2 with the
but there's still a few games though.
Damn, and the Suns 16 win streak.
Yep,
17-3. That is incredible.
What's their record looking like though? I mean, what's their
schedule looking like?
Yeah, let's check it out. How easy are those games? 16
game winning streak. All right, so they opened up the season against the Nuggets. They played the Lakers, Trailblazers, Kings, Cavaliers. Yeah, so they've kind of had a similar season to get against how the Lakers have had.
Easy.
But they've taken advantage of it.
Exactly.
They've played a couple of teams that are in contention right now, which are the Mavericks.
And can I say something?
Yes.
Who's their coach?
Mo Williams?
Exactly. Monte Williams.
Hey, and
that's a hell of a coach. They've been playing for him for years.
Did we talk about what was going on with the owner of the Suns?
Yeah, he got a sex scandal or something like that.
They're investigating him for a sexual... It was more of a racial thing.
Really?
Yeah, because he was also talking... And one of the things that came out was how he was talking about how you need to get a black coach because that's how you can control the players and stuff like that because they'll respect the black coach.
What?
Yeah, that was something that they were claiming he was saying. And then on top of that he would say a lot of racial things in the office and whatnot. It made a lot of people feel uncomfortable.
Damn, if he said that, that's like if you guys seen the new
misogynistic
stuff too.
You seen the new that's all I was saying. You seen the new Kevin Hart show, guys?
Not yet. But I've been hearing that he took it a different side.
I highly recommend it.
What's it called?
I haven't watched it.
True story. I need to watch it. Was it Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
I watched
very,
it.
Very, very, very well. But there's a part where I'll just let you watch it.
Where cancellation culture happens.
He said that Draymond Green claims that he also used the N-word various times. I'm talking about the Phoenix.
So he
owner
He gets invited to a fundraiser, right? By somebody in the first episode that he meets that's a fan. But the fan uses the N-word, and it's a white guy. So then when the guy ends up being a rich guy that works for this company, they set up a thing for a fundraiser, and he gets invited, and he's like, Remember that fan that was being extra on the plane in the first, you know, first episode? Or yeah. So yeah, we said yes to his boss's fundraiser. We gotta go, so we're going. So they go, and then he tells everybody in the audience the joke that he's saying, but his boss is black. And Kevin Hart's joke was one with the N-word, like how he. And it's a white guy saying it, so the security even wanted to beat him up. And then, like, he puts him on the spot, bro. And then he loses his job because, you know, obviously his boss is black and he can't be saying that.
He took his job.
And then at the end, it's a crazy. You got to watch that show, bro.
All right.
You're going to look at Kevin Hart differently. I look at Kevin Hart differently now.
Well, he's a good actor.
You didn't know that until you watched this, though. Everything else before didn't prove his acting. Just thought
he's
just
been proving his acting. What do you mean?
To me, it just proved that he was good at.
He's been known for being a very hard worker.
Yes, but like, as far as acting, I felt like he was more of a comedic actor, which was just funny. He was just funny on screen. Like it wasn't like, bro, in this thing, the way that they spin the narrative in this,
but it's just drama. That's why.
But it's about him. So, but the way they spin it. It's so, like, even the writer that wrote this, I give props to, bro. Because it's so well written and then he executes it well. But that's on another podcast.
All right.
Wee.
But the Lakers,
the ass.
Need a new coach? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that, bro. I've been saying that all year since last year.
Do you think they should get Mike D'Antoni to be an assistant just to set up their offense? Nope.
He's already consulting some team. I forget what it was.
It didn't even work out when he was already here, bro. And we got Melo. We don't need that little mix again. No, fuck that.
Exactly.
No, sir. Melo's doing fine with.
Out there. Where he's at right now.
I think
but
the
he's on
Sixers.
A consulting role with some team.
I think it was the Sixers, bro. Or is it the Rockets?
He could become the next Rockets. Coach of the Kings, they're saying. That's
fine. So then, who are the candidates for the Lakers?
Fizdale.
Go get Mike Johnson. Just can't imagine.
It's going to be Fizdale. If anybody, they're going to
go. The assistant?
They're going to go based off of who's already on the bench, and it's going to be Fizdale.
As interim or as legit?
They're going to keep it as interim, see how the season goes, and then.
You think so? That's LeBron James guy, though.
That's my first thing that I think they would go with.
I think they would just give him the job.
Huh?
I think they would just.
They would just make it official.
Possibly. If they fire him.
But then it's like if he moves up, who are they bringing to be his assistant?
Well, he's going to fill the void.
Yeah, he's going to fill that out.
That vacuum. So, he'll do that.
You know who'd be assistant, I think, off the bat?
Luke Walton?
Chris Bosh.
Interesting.
Another player that played with Fizdale, or under Fizdale, better said, in Miami. I think he would help. Other players learn how to play with LeBron and all that kind of stuff and the system they should implement. I think we can see certain
that.
Players like that.
You're focusing too much on LeBron as the
main
the
focus.
Nucleus.
I mean, that's the thing, bro.
That's why we got other players now to start.
Nah, but AD has dropped, bro.
And that's why we need a coach that's going to build AD back up.
Because AD has dropped.
Because Frank is fucking.
But that's
the
thing,
the
though. When we talk about Fizdale, he's a no.
Mike Brown?
He's a no bullshit coach. Like, you don't
bro,
take no bullshit.
Turn his microphone up.
And he's going to be that. I think he's going to demand more out of Anthony Davis for sure, too. I think Fizdale's
Mike Brown.
Coach.
Mike Brown, the guy that got fired 5 games into the Lakers season, like 2012.
Okay, Mr. Potato Head.
I think Luke Walton's about to join the Warriors bench again.
Mr. Potato Head, bro?
No, I was calling him.
Would
Mr.
you agree
Potato
that with
Head.
That,
Call me Mr. Potato. Wee! Huh?
Would you agree with that Luke Walton's about to go back to the Warriors? After 2 failed stints as head coach?
You think so?
I think he goes back to an assistant role for maybe a season or two.
I think he goes to college.
Ooh. Goes to coach his old alma mater? Arizona? That'd be crazy.
Or he goes
to... Eastern Conference, though. James Harden the other day had like
James Harden got his heart broken because Swaydy went somewhere else.
Because who? Swaydy what?
Swaydy went somewhere else.
Because he can't get those calls no more?
Nah, bro. Not besides that.
Who that be? That be a hoe?
You know who that is, bro?
Nah.
But I don't sure.
But now that the Lakers are 11? 22 games into the season.
He has her on deck like that now.
We have almost maybe a couple games to the that was my mark was Christmas. And we're getting closer, and it's looking a little suspect, man. I
told you guys it was going to be a long season after the first game of the NBA season.
Do you not
remember that, Mauricio?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because they still haven't figured out how to play.
When it comes
with
to the roster, guys, what do you guys think about the roster? You think it's just solely coaching we have to do, or you think it's going to have to be...
Dude, okay, for roster is deep, bro.
The only thing I'm saying is saving his ass why he hasn't got fired yet, and I know he's using this as an excuse, is I don't have my full team. I've never seen Ariza play. I haven't seen none
Kendrick
play.
Kendrick Nunn, yeah.
Like, that's all that's
those
saving
Those are the
Frank.
Two players that are left, though.
Yes, but that's what's saving
got
Frank.
THT back.
Because he could still say that if I had Ariza, which is another spreader of the floor and another defender, it'd be a different story. If I had Kendrick,
but he
which
doesn't
is another,
even do enough rotation, though, even with the team.
Yeah, but
have.
That I still feel like he can be using that as an excuse that I don't have these guys to fill in rotation. I'm waiting for these guys to turn around. And then he can now he can say we have the easiest schedule in the NBA. These guys just need to win games. I know exactly what the fuck he's saying to keep his job, and in his games that we keep losing, like, because they're giving it away, but they're not playing for him. We need to go get somebody that's fucking, like...
Yeah, but he still hasn't even figured out how to play with Russ.
I mean, that's... I don't think any coach has ever figured that out, because if they would have, he would have been an NBA champion already.
Fucking Byron.
What?
He's sending someone?
He's over here,
Oh, it was a chair.
Rachel Nichols?
Rachel...
Yes.
Man, oh man. All
right, but everybody.
This is the last sports wave of November. Still got December left, you know what I mean? It's crazy how the year's wrapping up.
Adios.
Yeah.
Night.
Put it back.
Thank you for listening to our episode. We appreciate your support. Remember to follow us on Instagram at The Current Pod, where you can share our episodes, review, interact with us, talk to us about what's going on. We appreciate your feedback and everything that you guys do for us and supporting us. Have a wonderful day.